The Guide to Your Ride podcast on UpstateSnow.com is presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders of Lewis County, New York, and by Mapledale Motors of Barneveld, New York. Visit RideTugHill.com and MapledaleMotors.com. It's Guide to Your Ride podcast time. It's about 10 p.m. Thursday, February 6, 2020. Rich Lupia from UpstateSnow.com here, along with Chris Rank, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. By the way, sir, thank you for awesome trails that we rode on the hill last Saturday.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I can't take any credit, though. That's the volunteer groomer operators getting out there and getting it done. And unfortunately, they've had to work entirely too many weeks of this winter with low snow or limited snow, but it sounds like that might be changing for us finally.
It's about time we change that. And we were just discussing before the beginning of the podcast, after about 6 inches of snow across the system, wet snow and a little bit of sleet and freezing rain mixing in, that's helping to add moisture and helping to really build up that base, not just on the surrounding trails in Seaville, West Lydon, Swanket Mills, and in the fields through there, but on the seasonal roads heading up towards McGoldrick, heading up towards the trails that connect to Osceola and TRR. You guys are going to be in a position to rock it heading into this weekend.
Yeah, no, we are absolutely looking forward to having some good snow coverage, having some good snow to work with. And unfortunately, we are dealing with some equipment breakdowns, and it comes at an untimely point of our season, but we will work around it. We can talk about it a little bit more as we move along.
Okay, so give me some intel as to what the clubs have been telling you. I think the big message, if you haven't caught it yet, because of the 5-6 inches of snow that fell early Thursday, and with the fact it stayed around 32, the connection between Turin and Brantingham is open. Tug Hill to Adirondacks, Adirondacks to Tug Hill is back on, baby.
Yep, no, that's back on. Talking to Chris Skipper and Stan up at Turin. And the guys at Brantingham, the connection is open. Those clubs are going to be grooming what they can. You spoke about the weather. So we picked up the 5 to 6 inches, a kind of a general across the area. And then throughout the day on Thursday, hovered around 30 to 34, no matter where you were. And it was raining 1 minute and mist and snow another minute. So no more accumulation, but it did add a lot of moisture. So what that caused some problems. Some clubs weren't able to get out there and groom it up tonight. Before the new snow came in, it's not going to be the end of the world, because the amount of snow that we have coming in and the temperatures we have that are floating right around that kind of high 20s, 30s, it wasn't going to lock in and set up perfect as a base anyway. So the connection with TRR and Brantingham is open, and those clubs are going to be doing their thing, I would guesstimate, tomorrow and throughout Friday night. Valley Snow Travelers also picked up about the same amount of snow. They are doing everything they can to keep on their trails. They are also down a piece of equipment and dealing with some equipment problems. So please be patient with them. They're going to do the best they can on their main trails and hit the secondary trails as possible. Osceola continues to kick butt this year and really improve their trail system. They're going to be out. TC Riders is grooming all of their system. I've heard some excellent reports out in the 46 Corners area, and I know that they were grooming their north trails last night. I just got a message from Chucky Myers over at Boonville. He said that 100% of the Boonville system will be groomed tonight, and that they will work on grooming it throughout the weekend as they continue to get more snow. So that's a big plus for them. They really haven't been able to groom in and around town and all that type of stuff this year. And for Southern Tug, we're working with 2.5 pieces of equipment. We just kind of fixed one up so that we're going to be able to run it through the weekend. It's going to be missing a blade in the front. So if you see it on the trail, that's the story. We have a bad blade on it. But we are going to be getting creative with 3 groomers and kind of running them in a strategic manner throughout the weekend as we get the new snow to make the best conditions possible. So everything in the Tug Hill area and Tug Hill proper is open. And I think that as the weekend goes on, you're going to see the conditions get better, especially as we get into, you know, Sunday morning and Monday. The cold's going to get a chance to freeze everything up. The sleds are going to run it hard on Saturday. All the clubs will be out Saturday, I'm sure of it. And then the same thing on Sunday. So that's kind of what to expect right there, Rich.
And here's the good news for those of you that are trailering up from downstate, coming in from Massachusetts or Connecticut or from New Jersey or from Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland. Here is the good news on in terms of the traffic. I think you're going to find on Saturday and into Sunday, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with the amount of traffic that you're going to find. Will it be busy? Absolutely. Will there be a lot of sleds out there? Absolutely. But it will not be overwhelmed like Armageddon, because a lot of the clubs surrounding the Tug Hill, and with the fact that the Adirondacks is going to be completely open, and with the fact that a lot of the connecting trails that come up from the south, like Penn Mountain, like Deerfield, like the Ohio Ridge Riders, like Stratford, Salisbury, all of those clubs are going to be open and are going to be cranking and are going to be in business. And plus, you're going to have action on the other side of the thruway. There's going to be enough snow to get things going in places like Madison County, Shenango County, into Onondaga County, even Cortland County. There have been some areas, some pockets down there, even into Otsego County, where there has been some riding. And with the wet snow and the freezing rain that came down today, and with the snowfall that's in the forecast for the day on Friday and heading into the weekend, and with the colder temperatures settling in, you're going to have a lot more territory across upstate New York to ride. So that's going to do something that we have not really had happen this winter season so far, and that's spreading people out. There's going to be a lot more people that are going to be able to ride local instead of having to trailer up to you guys to ride. So that means a lot more local riding for us here in the upstate snow vicinity. We are in the town of Deerfield. We are based on the Penn Mountain trails personally, and we like to ride Penn Mountain, Ohio, Deerfield, West Canada Valley, and Salisbury. And since we're going to have the snow and we have not had a chance to ride local, that's where our riding's going to be this weekend. Nothing personal against y'all up at STH, TRR, and Valley and up around the Tug, but we'll save that for another day and for another time. Let the folks that want to trailer up and hit the hill with great conditions and good snow coverage this weekend take that. We'll play local.
Yeah, no, I love it. And as I was preparing my notes for this podcast, I had the same exact thoughts. So, you know, in Guide Your Ride fashion, telling people where to go, I would say try to get to some areas that you typically don't get to ride to, you know, south and west of the hill, you know, south and east of the Adirondacks, areas that have nice trails and wonderful clubs, but don't always have the snowpack. Try to get out there and enjoy those clubs and see what's going on. And I truly believe that looking a little bit ahead to the weather and seeing some temperatures for next week, that I think next week is going to be the best riding across the state that we've had this winter, and far definitely the best riding on the hill. You know, it's just, we finally have some winter. We're finally going to have some decent snow with some moisture, that, and we're going to get a deep freeze on Saturday into Sunday. Once the traffic dies down, I would estimate that Monday and Tuesday's trail conditions will be the best of the year.
And we also have a weak clipper coming in back of this storm, which is going to deposit another couple of inches of snow late Sunday and into Monday. There'll be another system behind that on Wednesday, as it's looking like we're getting into this pattern. And it may only be a short-term 7 to 10 day pattern to where we get hit with these storms quick every day or two. They will not be as robust as the one that came in this morning and the one that's coming in on Friday morning, but a little here, a little there is going to help to keep things fresh. And most importantly, we lost MLK for the most part. Had a little bit around MLK, especially towards the end of the MLK weekend. And we basically lost most of Christmas. So the last big weekend for snowmobiling, when kids are off of school and when a lot of people are off, February break, we are bullish and we are optimistic. We do not see any big wipeout events at this time. Keep your fingers crossed. Keep the snow dance going. Hopefully this continues past Valentine's Day into President's Day weekend, and to where we get decent riding during February break and during President's Day weekend.
Yes, absolutely. You know, people got to get out there and enjoy it while it's here. We are, you know, early to mid-February now. As a plug and a reminder that, you know, Brandingham is having their annual snow fest. Lots of activities going on, you know, around the hill in the Adirondacks that Martin Luther King weekend. And as a reminder, there is that youth snowmobile ride going on. You can register online. We're going to be sharing some information about that later this week. And as the weekend goes on, that event is sponsored by the Hamburg Youth Snowmobile Club in cooperation with Sled Freak and NYSA. So if you can stop by and say hello and see what's going on with that, it's a great organization and a great cause.
And for those of you who don't know where Hamburg is, that's out in the suburbs of Buffalo, southern Erie County, out in western New York. And we think that there will be enough snow out there for that. The biggest issue has been the cold. And usually western New York is one of the first areas that loses the cold, especially in a pattern like this. So fingers crossed that they'll be able to get by okay. I know some folks out in western New York have messaged me saying that things are still kind of wet, things are still kind of muddy in a lot of areas that normally are riding this time of year. So hopefully they get just enough to be able to pull that off.
And that club is being sponsored by Hamburg, but it's actually being held in Brandingham. So they're going to be good to go with snow.
Okay. Well, my apologies for that. But especially in Western New York for the South towns and for the Western Southern tier, that's an area that when they have the snow, it's awesome. Just like when you have the snow in Central New York and the rolling hills of Madison, Southern Oneida, Onondaga, Cortland, and Chenango counties, when the snow is there, it's one of the best kept secrets in upstate New York, where a lot of people look to the hill and look to the Adirondacks. If you're looking for something a little different, those are some other areas to try out. And we here at Upstate Snow will continue to highlight those other clubs and those other areas that you can explore. And instead of heading from the Adirondacks to the Tug Hill, if you still want to ride the hill or ride back and forth, consider coming down through Oneida County. Consider coming down through Rome. Consider coming down through Camden and through Sylvan Beach off the TC Riders and down into Tri-Valley, down into Easy Riders, down into down into the CNY Snow Travelers Land, down to Otigo, Canadarago, and clubs out in Chittenango, for example. There's a lot, you can do across the thruway. You can get through there, especially with the snow that we have coming. Those are just some different ideas if you wanted to do a little bit of exploring now that we have the snow to do so.
That's it, Rich. We can't say it anymore. There's snow. It's going to be good. We're going to tell everybody that Saturday's conditions aren't going to be perfect, right? We're going to get some snow. You're going to maybe tell us how much, but it's going to be in the foot plus range, hopefully, for most people in most areas. That is going to take some time to settle in, set up, and really be groomed out to perfection. So when you're riding on Saturday, it's going to be great. It's going to be soft. It's going to be white. Enjoy it. Be safe, have a lot of fun, and smile, because the sunshine's going to be out and it's going to be amazing. But those primo conditions, the picture worthy trail conditions, probably won't start rearing their heads till probably Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, if anything, probably Monday, Tuesday, especially with people, being out there in traffic. And, last thing that I want to mention before we end this podcast here. Go easy on the gas. The last thing that you want to do, especially because we've been hurting for snow, the last thing you want to do is be goosing it coming out of the corners. You don't want to be so hard on the throttle. If you have an open field and you want to open it up to 55, go ahead, that's fine. But don't be so hard on the throttle to where you're spinning out and throwing snow all over the place, creating moguls, creating, areas where that snow should be setting up, and you're not giving it a chance to set up. It's kind of like in golf. It's kind of like making a divot and forgetting to replace your divot or replacing your ball mark. It ends up ruining the golf course. If you do that on the snowmobile trail, it ends up ruining the snowmobile course and making things harder on everyone else out there. So just be considerate to those. Go easy on the throttle until things really lock in at the end of the weekend.
Couldn't agree with you more. So, thanks to all the clubs out there doing a lot of work. Thanks to all the folks out there that are joining multiple clubs and joining Where You Ride. And just remember, ride right, ride safe, and join Where You Ride.
Absolutely. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, thanks for joining us on this Guide to Your Ride podcast at 10 p.m. on Thursday, February 6, 2020. And we would like to give special thanks to our sponsor for this podcast, Maple Ale Motors out of Barneveld, New York, Dave Gleisman, a member and officer of the Penn Mountain Snow Riders, has been helping out with the clubs for years, former owner of UpstateSnow.com. If you need a car, truck, van, or SUV, Dave is the place to be. 315-725-6240 or MapleDaleMotors.com. That's the guide to your ride for this week. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Special thanks to the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders for this Guide to Your Ride podcast. You can find them online at RideTugHill.com. That's RideTugHill.com. They maintain over 60 miles of trails in West Lydon, Constableville, High Market, and Southern Lewis County. Join where you ride, RideTugHill.com.